Our reading this morning is Galatians 1, 6 through 10. I am shocked that you are turning away so soon from God, who called you to himself through the loving mercy of Christ. You are following a different way that pretends to be the gospel, but is not the gospel at all. You are being fooled by those who deliberately twist the truth concerning Christ. Let God's curse fall on anyone, including us, or even an angel from heaven, who preaches a different kind of gospel than the one we preach to you. I say again what we have said before. If anyone preaches any other gospel than the one you welcomed, let that person be cursed. Obviously, I'm not trying to win the approval of people, but of God. If pleasing people were my goal, I would not be Christ's servant. This is the word of God for the people of God.
Thanks be to God.
Thank you, Nancy, for reading from Galatians. We do begin a new series today, one I'm very excited about. About a month ago, was really searching what would be good to preach at Shalimar United Methodist Church in the upcoming season. And I was drawn to the book of Galatians, the writings of the Apostle Paul. And it's a simple message. It's a very timely message. It was relevant 2,000 years ago, and it's certainly relevant today. And I'd like for us to focus on four words during this series: pleasing God and loving people. Pleasing God and loving people. Those four words offer us a great word for how to live our lives. As we think about that, as we think about what we just heard from Galatians, let us go to the Lord in prayer. Dear God, we thank you for the teachings of your word. We recognize that our opinions, our inclinations, our attempts to make judgments cannot always be right. We know so well the human element. So we seek to please you, to find your favor through pleasing you, and we seek to love all the people. And now may the words of my mouth and the meditations of our hearts be acceptable in thy sight, O Lord, for you are our rock and our redeemer. Amen. This is the time of year, if you're a sports fan, it is a great time of year, isn't it? College football, baseball playoffs, it's something on just about every day of interest. Just wished Auburn would have had a better playbook yesterday. Congratulations to the Florida fans. I know we have many in our congregation, and you are happy today. I want to speak to you about this playbook of the Apostle Paul, Galatians. It's only six chapters. I invite you to read it over the coming weeks. Think about these words. I think they're very relevant to our congregation. They're very relevant in our walk with God. And these words hold the keys for walking with God in joy. So they're important words. You know, the Apostle Paul, he wrote much of the New Testament, and he had been in opposition of Jesus. We know that Paul on the road to Damascus had a dramatic conversion. And so the person that he was trying to destroy, Jesus, in his ministry, he actually became a convert. And that is why his word is so powerful, is because he had this transformation of Jesus. And he was actually working against Jesus. So that is why perhaps he starts so strong in this book of Galatians. You know, Paul is very eloquent. He can be eloquent. He can praise people. He can thank people. And we see that in many of his letters. But in this book of Galatians, he immediately goes on the offense. He acknowledges that there have been those preaching a gospel other than the gospel that is to be preached, that the gospel has been perverted, it has been twisted. And so he goes on the offense, and he points out very bluntly that if anyone has been preaching a gospel other than the one I preach to you, they need to stop. And then he goes on to some important teachings, that he doesn't seek the approval of people ultimately, but he seeks the approval of God. He doesn't seek the approval of people ultimately, but he seeks the approval of God. So that's the setting of this text today, when Paul preaches, talks about preaching the gospel. And when we talk about preaching the gospel, what are we talking about? Well, the preaching of the gospel is the reason that we are here, the teaching of it, the living it out, the teaching of the scriptures. And we can say that there are a few words that help us focus on what it means to preach the gospel. First of all, preaching the gospel is around a person. Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ, a person. Preaching the gospel is about what Jesus Christ did for us. He died on the cross. He arose from the dead. And this is a point that Paul is making here to the Galatians. If you've been hearing another gospel, that's not it. The gospel is Jesus Christ died for our sins, crucified for us, and he is risen from the dead. That is the basis of the gospel. And we know that this gospel, as evidence in Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John, means good news. So what is the good news? It's Jesus. It's Jesus' death on the cross. It's his resurrection. It is the good news that God offers this salvation to all of us. It is a free gift, Paul says in the book of Ephesians, offered to us through grace. It is a gift. We do not earn it. It is a gift of God, and it is given to us. So this helps us identify what does it mean to preach the gospel. You're preaching Jesus Christ. You're preaching the cross. You're preaching the resurrection. You're preaching salvation. You're preaching the good news that Jesus came and died, and you can know him, and you can receive this salvation all the way into heaven. And you can be saved from hell, both on this earth and in the world to come. That is the good news. And that is what we're here to proclaim. Jesus, the cross, resurrection, salvation, eternal life, saving from hell. That is what we're here to proclaim. In Rio de Janeiro, many years ago, I attended the World Methodist Conference. And as we were flying in to Rio, one of the things I wanted to see was Christ the Redeemer statue. And I was a bit naive. I thought that I would have to get a cab or a tour bus to go and tour it. I didn't know that it was so prominent. But in flying into Rio, that is what we saw. Christ the Redeemer. Christ looking out over a city. Christ above all. And that is what this gospel is about. It is about Christ looking out over us. And it is about Christ above all. Our lives are to live this way in words and in deeds. Christ above all, Christ in all. Christ is all in the gospel. So that is what we're here to proclaim. Secondly, Paul teaches us that he doesn't seek to win the approval of people. He seeks God's approval. Pleasing God, not the people. And it seems like this gospel places us in this position. Are we going to trust the Lord? Are we going to receive his salvation? Are we going to trust the Lord with our life, or are we going to spend our life seeking to win the approval of people? Now, obviously, it is good to have both, isn't it? It is good to please God and also have the approval of people. But it seems if we dedicate our lives trying to please people and then to love God as we're able, it doesn't work out that way. Because people don't always say the same things. People do not always have the same priorities. People are at different places in their life, and if you want to be miserable, just try to please. Just try to make pleasing people your God. It doesn't work. I see some smiles out there. You know it doesn't work. Have you ever taken two dogs for a walk at the same time? Or more? There is no control of where you might wind up. And that's what I think about when we live our lives thinking that we can win the approval of people. Because people, they can be fickle. They can feel strongly about something today and not feel strongly about it tomorrow. So Paul is teaching us something very valuable in this book of Galatians. Our relationship with the Lord is our foundation. We love to have the approval of people when it comes, but we want to begin by pleasing God. And you know, there's something interesting about this, that if we will seek to please God first, that over time we'll win the approval of people. Now, it may not happen all at once, but it will happen over time. We will not be able to please everyone all the time. But to begin with God, we have a better chance. Beginning with the goal of pleasing people, we have no chance. So then we move to a third point about this message. Imagine if pleasing God was our sole focus every day. When we woke up in the morning, we said, and we lived, my sole focus today is going to be to please God. I hope to win the approval of people, but I know I'm going to seek God's approval. The way that I live, the choices I make, and I'm going to seek to love the people along the way. May not win all the approval of the people, but I can certainly love all the people. That's why these four words are so important: pleasing God and loving people. So today, I invite you to put into action these words of the Apostle Paul. Seek most of all to please God with your lives. And as we'll learn in the future weeks, seek to love the people. But have this simple and single focus: please God this week. It is World Communion Sunday. It is a Sunday where we are awed by our connection as Methodists. We are connected with Methodists everywhere. We heard that beautiful prayer that Brian gave from Craig Carter from Lynn Haven United Methodist Church. We're connected. We're connected not only with the Methodists around the world, but we're connected by all those who profess Jesus in the world. We're connected when we said the Apostles' Creed, and we said the Holy Catholic Church, which means the Holy Universal Church. We're connected with millions around the world who will be participating in Holy Communion today. And it is the gospel of Jesus Christ that unites us all. This good news that God so loved the world that he sent his Son, that whosoever would believe in him would not perish, but have eternal life. It is this good news of Jesus that gives hope to our world in this day. It is this word of Jesus that leads us to the Lord. It is good news. It is hopeful news. And it leads us to the Lord. And it builds his kingdom with others as we join in with this gospel message, as we receive this good news of Jesus, his salvation. This world knows a lot of struggles. It knows the forces of evil. It knows great challenges. But this gospel message is stronger than any of those threats. This gospel message is stronger than evil. It is a message that Jesus Christ died on the cross, and he arose from the dead, and he rose victorious over death, evil, and sin. And we are here today to join in with the victory of that gospel message. We invite you now to the Lord's table as we gather with millions in the world on this World Communion Sunday.